whatever you want. Eventually, if you convert me into Judaism, which you don't want to do, but if you do, just for the sake of argument, at the end of it, I'm still a third grade Jew. And that is so. I'm still a goyim, a Gentile, a filthy, dirty fellow from his point of view. Now, I can read his formula, whatever he says, but I'm still a third grade Jew. You are all a third grade. The Danish man who wants to become a Jew, you're still a third grade Jew. You can never be a Jew. You are still a goyim. So, I said, I'm still a third grade Jew. But suppose we succeed. What have you achieved? I said, how many are you in the world today? So, at that time, he said 12 million. Today, they said 15 million Jews in the world. So I said, now we become 15 million and one. One extra. Okay. But I says, you know, we are 1,000 million. If you become a Muslim, we are 1,000 million and one. You see the difference? If I become a Jew, you become 15 million and one. If you become a Muslim, we become 1,000 million, 1 billion and one. Big difference. I say, you are business people. You are a business community. Who are the Jews? They are in my country. And here to understand. There are very few in numbers, but they know how to control businesses, industries, banks, media. They know how to control. So I said, you are a business people. And you have a product for which you have 15 million customers. If you change the label, you get 1,000 million customers just by changing the label. And there's no copyright on the label. I said, you're a fool if you don't change the label. You're a fool. You can change the label and you get 1,000 million, 1 billion customers for your product. Maybe it's tea, whatever. The name, you just change the label, and from 15 million, you get 1 billion customers. You're a fool if you don't change the label. Then there's no copyright, and there's no copyright on this label that we are carrying. So another question. So one guy says, look, he realizes. I said, look, you have defeated my brothers once. You defeated them twice. First, 48. They knocked us out. 56, they gave us a good beating. 67, they knocked us out. That was them. And you can knock them out 30 times, but you wouldn't have solved the problem. You see, they had a world, 100 million. Now I'm told about 170 million. I said, they are around you. And they can afford to lose 100 wars. They can keep on coming back. One defeat after another. One war they lost, they come to again. They can lose another war, they come again. And in 100 years, you can't tell me you'll never lose a war. Anybody who thinks like that is a fool. That in 100 years you'll never lose. I said, you have to lose only one, and it's finished for you for good. Today you are taking this attitude because of America. If there was no America, there would have been peace long ago. It's America. She is the illegitimate child of America. Israel is the bastard child of America. In 1948, it is America who forced this resolution in the United Nations. It is America who blackmailed France, Greece, Haiti, and so many other countries that if you do not vote for this partition of Palestine, there'll be hell to pay. Means all the benefits we are giving you, we'll cut them off. They were blackmailed to vote for the partition of Palestine. America created Palestine, Israel. And as soon as Israel was created, when she declared her independence on the 14th of May, 1948, within 2 minutes, Truman recognized Israel. 2 minutes. He didn't wait. He was waiting with bated breath, with open mouth, like a young man getting married. We asking him, are you prepared to take this girl as your lawful wedded wife? Nikah kabul ki, we say Urdu. So the guy says, ki, please, did it. As quick as that guy was waiting for the announcement. And within 2 minutes, he says, we accept. did it, 2 minutes. So somebody asked Truman at the press conference later on, he said, look, what was all the hurry for? You know there are 100 million Arabs. You know they'll get offended with you. So Truman, in answer to that, he gave us the secret of how to conquer America. He said, there are no Arabs in my constituency. Meaning the people who vote into power are not Arabs, but Jews. There are 6 million Jews in America who are wagging the American dog. It's the tail that wags the American dog, the 6 million Jews. The answer to that is that we have to put 6 million Arabs to counter the Jews. Impossible. You know, this is just talk and talk. You can't. They will not allow the Arabs or the Pakis or the Bangladeshis or anything. They don't want them. Brain drain, yes. If you are somebody, some great, it's a riot, you one, you can come here and you can come here. You are our geniuses, they are prepared to help them. But not all the refresh that we have. Anything, everything. The Jews are welcome, but not you and me. So how can you get 6 million Muslims there to counteract the Jews? I'm telling, very easy, very cheap. If only our brothers would think and see. The answer is, you have to counter the 6 million Jews, that's all. Balance that up. You need 6 million votes. And you can get the 6 million votes for the price of an AVAC. You know the AVAC? The reconnaissance planes, you know, they see what's happening and all that. So I don't know how many millions or billions it cost. For the price of one AVAC, if you spend this in the Dawa field in America among the black Muslims, by God, you'll have 6 million votes. As cheap as that. All this bloodshed and all the billions we are losing. Wallah, it is as cheap as that. If we can only say, look, we are pleasing Allah, Allah wants us to propagate His faith. And the solution to our problem. Otherwise, what's happening in Madrid? Whatever is happening in Madrid. Look, that guy has got the stick in his hand, the Jew. The whole world is on one side. America is illegitimate child on the other side, and they have a big stick. No matter how reasonable you are, you can never have it your way. We can't have it our way. This is a problem. We are getting frustrated. We are going to blame the Jordanian, and this guy didn't speak well, and he, you know, if Mr. Didak was there, maybe he could have done a better job. But no Didas and 100 Didas can't do a better job. What you need is a big stick. Nasser had it in 67, he lost it. Saddam had it in 90. He lost it. The big stick. He had the big stick. He had it broken. Lost it. I don't know when we'll have another stick. But cheaper than these big sticks is go and propagate the faith. Change the people. And you see, America is a democracy. There is a chance. We have a chance to put people into power, into Congress. We have a chance, if you have the vote. And to get the vote, change the people, change the allegiances. Because once a person is a Muslim, look, I'm a Muslim.